The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome back to Faith and Retirement, where biblical wisdom meets financial clarity. I'm Tom Levine, joined by our certified financial planner, fiduciary friend, faith-based investing expert, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, Tom. I am so good, ready for the show, and excited about today's topic.
Great. Me too. So today we're looking at how the Federal Reserve's decision, the recent interest rate cut of 0.25%, affects our listeners, retirees. It may sound minor, but as Jay is going to explain, some of these shifts are going to ripple through your savings, income, and retirement confidence. And in many ways, a lot of people are going to overlook. So if you're worried about inflation and rising healthcare costs, stay with us. Jay, the Fed just cut rates, as we said, by 0.25%. Did that number surprise you? And what does a small move like this mean, mattering so much to retirees? How big of a deal is it?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tom. It really wasn't a huge surprise. It was kind of what they were forecasting as far as the rate goes. I was hoping for 0.5%, but we got 0.25%, and they're saying that they're going to cut rates a few more times this year. And many people hear 0.25% and they think it's very insignificant, but even a small rate can ripple through the entire financial system. And the way that I like to think of it is like the rudder of a ship. Think of interest rates like that rudder. A tiny shift doesn't seem like much at first, but after miles at sea, it can take you completely off course. And that's what a rate cut does. It alters borrowing costs, the return on your safe investments like CDs and savings accounts, and even how the stock market behaves. And for retirees, those small shifts can carry extra weight because you don't have decades to recover if things go wrong. I recently worked with a couple who had just retired as rates were falling. And at first they shrugged it off. They had all their money in CDs and bonds and they were paying less and less. And they came to me and said, Jay, we need a new plan. We need more income. Inflation was creeping up and their guaranteed income stream just wasn't enough. And that's where we had to adjust their plan. We added some diversification, some income buckets, built in some inflation protection, and got them back on track. And that's why in Proverbs 27:12, I talk about this on the show a lot, the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. And wise retirees don't ignore these small shifts. They adapt their plans before small issues become big problems. The bottom line, Tom, a quarter point cut matters not because it's large or small, but because of the direction it signals. And that's what shows the Fed what they're thinking, how the markets are reacting, and why retirees need strategies that will prepare them for changing tides before they drift off course.
That's right. Those moonshots, if they were 1% off, it would be catastrophic.
Huge.
Exactly. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by our fiduciary friend, CFP Jay Peroni. Don't wait, and you can get your free download right now. Jay, many retirees rely on savings accounts or CDs, and so I imagine that is significant to this conversation. I mean, what does a rate cut mean for those income streams?
That's a really important point, Tom, because when the Fed cuts rates, one of the most immediate impacts is on savings accounts, CDs, and money market funds. The kind of conservative investments that retirees often lean on for steady income, and the banks and other institutions are very slow when rates are going up to raise the savings rates. But as soon as the Fed even sneezes or talks about cutting rates, all of a sudden the next day they're dropping rates or even sooner. And lower rates usually translate to lower yields, meaning the monthly or quarterly income people have come to depend on can shrink. And I think of one client who came into my office. He was proudly telling me he'd been rolling CDs over for decades. He started in the 1980s and Do you know where rates were in 1981, Tom, when he started?
They were at 18%.
You're absolutely correct, 18%. And then right through 11 years later, they went in 1992 from 18% down to over just a little over 3%. So he had about a 15% cut. And he said he had $300,000 in CDs, and he was once earning $18,000 to $24,000 is what he was earning most recently. And then he started looking at, it was less than 9,000, then kept going down, and he was all of a sudden short on his bills. And that's why diversification is so critical. You don't want all your eggs in one basket, especially a basket that no longer produces the income you need. And a balanced portfolio, which is what we preach at Faith Investor Services, that includes bonds, dividend-paying stocks, annuities, even inflation-protected investments, each plays a role in smoothing out returns in creating that reliable income stream that you need in retirement. And I'm always reminded of Ecclesiastes 11:2 that says, invest in seven ventures. Yes, in eight, you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. And that's why we use things like gold and silver, real estate, stocks, bonds. We like to diversify. And God's word affirms the wisdom of spreading risk. And when interest rates fall, diversification helps protect your lifestyle and ensures your money continues to work for you, even in a low-yield environment.
Don't let your legacy be left to chance. Take a step toward clean investing and financial confidence and eternal impact. And you can do that by scheduling your free consultation today at faithandretirement.com with Jay Peroni. And one conversation really could shape the future of generations of people. We've entitled this episode, Interest Rates, Inflation, and the Retirement Balancing Act. So, Jay, how do rate cuts affect bonds, which are usually a big part of a lot of people's retirement portfolios, right?
Yeah, bonds play a central role in most retirement portfolios. It's an important question to answer because when rates drop, something interesting happens. The value of the existing bonds often goes up. That's because those older bonds that were paying higher interest suddenly look more attractive compared to the new ones. So if you're already holding bonds, you may see your account balance rise, which feels good. That's if you're owning individual bonds, and even some bond funds can go up as well. But there's often a trade-off. When the value of the current bonds increases, new bonds being issued will pay lower interest. That means the income you can expect from reinvesting or buying fresh bonds is now reduced. So for retirees, this creates a real tension between short-term gains on paper and their long-term income needs. I had a widow that had experienced this firsthand. Her bond portfolio looked fantastic on her statements after a rate cut. But when she went to reinvest some of the maturing bonds, the income was significantly lower. So we had to find some alternative investments, things that were paying a little bit higher interest, other areas, because she was saying that, you know, if this goes down the way that it's projected, her paycheck just shrunk, even though her balance was higher. And that's really the paradox of falling rates. You may see a little bump up, but your income is going down. And that's why retirees must view bonds not just as a number on a statement, but part of a larger strategy, balancing growth, income, diversification. Those really are the keys to keeping retirement steady.
This is probably why you should not do do-it-yourself retirement planning. Everything Jay does is screened and cleaned. He screens and cleans your investments with no charge and no obligation. So give him a call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. Jay, I hate volatility. Volatility often rises after these kinds of rate moves. Why is that especially risky for someone in or near retirement?
Yeah, it's actually one of the most overlooked but critical areas of retirement. It's called the sequence of returns risk. And what that means is the timing of your investment returns, the sequence in which they occur, can drastically affect how long your money lasts. And let me explain it a little bit more clearly, Tom, so our listeners can understand. But imagine you've got two retirees with identical portfolios earning the same average return over 20 years. However, one of them experiences losses in the very first few years, while the other enjoys positive returns early on. So again, same starting point, same rate of return, even though the averages are the same, the retiree who suffers losses up front will likely run out of money much faster, simply because they had to withdraw during a downturn. And I'll give you a real world example as well. I had a client of mine who retired in 2007. He was drawing income just as the financial crisis hit. He had been working with an advisor. His portfolio dropped 40% in a year. And he came to me saying, Jay, this advisor had me in this portfolio. Can you help me? And I had to go over, look at what he was withdrawing, look at the portion of his portfolio and reposition it, because if he kept at the same pace, he was going to run out of money within 10 years of his when he retired. So we helped to stabilize his income and really look at how we could position him for the future. And that's really what you need, is that second opinion, someone that's going to look over your shoulder, make sure you're making the right decisions. And that's what we try to do at Faith Investor. We have a whole team here. We meet, we look at rates. Are they going up, going down? Where's inflation? Which stocks pass our biblical screens? Which one should be in your portfolio? We're handling all of that in conjunction with the planning opportunities, making sure if the markets go down that you're protected, and making sure you've got diversification, you've got strategies to reduce taxes. And then what happens if one of you, you or your spouse, needs long-term care? These are the things we're thinking about as we look at a retirement picture.
That's big. I was reading about the debt that Americans carry this past week. Do retirees have a lot of debt? I mean, what about borrowing costs? And how should retirees view loans or mortgages when rates get cut like this?
Yeah, that's where some of the good news is, Tom. Lower rates can reduce interest costs, which can be positive. But I always remind people, just because money is cheaper doesn't mean you need to go out and borrow. Debt in retirement can be dangerous unless it's part of a well-thought-out plan. So you've got to use lower rates strategically, not impulsively.
Well, inflation is on everybody's minds. Can interest rate cuts actually fuel inflation, Jay? And why does that matter for retirees?
Well, yes, when borrowing's cheaper, people spend more. That's why they want to cut rates, because it really fuels the economy. But more money chasing goods can push prices higher. And for retirees that are on fixed incomes, even modest inflation erodes purchasing power. And that's why I stress the importance of growth investments and inflation-protected strategies in every plan that we create. We do a retirement analyzer for our clients, and we make sure that their investments factor in inflation, taxes, all of the things that could come up in retirement.
And there are free consultations available for people listening today on our broadcast. This is Faith in Retirement, and you can call Jay at 800-270-7310 and ask your questions now while you're thinking about it. So with all of these moving parts, Jay, how can retirees approach diversification wisely in this kind of environment?
Well, diversification really isn't about owning a little of everything. It's about creating balance. Stocks for growth, bonds for stability, and annuities for guaranteed income, and then cash for emergencies. So a faith-aligned portfolio, which we preach at Faith Investor, should really protect values while also balancing risk and reward. This way, no matter what the Fed does, you have a strategy that preserves your peace of mind.
Well, begin today with a family decision to align your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments. As you can see from our conversation so far, I mean, a simple quarter-point cut isn't so simple when you're retired. If you want to know more about whether your portfolio is positioned wisely to live and prosper in this environment, call 800-270-7310 or visit faithinretirement.com. Don't wait until small shifts create big problems. In the second half, we're going to talk a little bit about what is the number one thing to do if you're 5 to 10 years from retirement. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us. Back with more right after this.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. Welcome back. I'm Tom Levine. So glad you joined us today. And you're listening to Faith in Retirement. We've been unpacking the impact of interest rate cuts. Now, let's look at inflation, investment principles, and why the transition, Jay, from saving to spending is one of the most critical times in a retiree's life.
Yeah, let's start simple. Inflation isn't abstract when you're at the grocery store or paying utility bills. It's the reason $100 doesn't stretch as far as it used to. And for retirees, every year of rising costs means that their savings need to work harder and harder. That's why if you're ignoring inflation, it could be one of the biggest mistakes that you make. And that's why when we do a retirement plan, we don't just look at the government's numbers. They could say inflation was 2%, 3%, whatever they're saying. I want to actually dive into your budget. What are you spending your money on? Is it healthcare? Is it taxes? Where is your money going? Because your inflation rate, your personal inflation rate, the Tom Levine inflation rate could be 8%. And if we're not factoring that number in, you could run out of money much faster. And that's why with Retirement Analyzer, we start with the basics. What is your income? What are your assets? What do you have for expenses? And let's look at all of your income sources to make sure that where are you going to run out of money? Is it going to be age 75, 85, hopefully age 100 or longer is where your money will last. And we can stress test that portfolio to see the impact of inflation and what rate of return you need to make sure your money continues to grow and you don't run out of money.
Well, you hear inflation talked about all the time. It feels like an economic buzzword, but how does it actually show up in a retiree's life?
Well, really, you've got to look at all of the different areas and where they're spending money. So it could be travel. If that's where you're spending a good portion of your money, you could see travel expenses, airlines, hotels going up, car rentals. I'm seeing car insurance going through the roof, car repairs. So really, it's, again, examining that budget to see where are you spending money? And a lot of times it could be healthcare. You know, I see a lot of people need medicine, they need care. And that's really where a big portion of a retiree's budget is going toward. They say it could be six figures easily if you need healthcare. And then if you needed long-term care, that could double to easily $200,000 of costs. So you've got to have a plan not only for inflation, but what happens if one of you, or if you're married, your spouse or you need some sort of long-term care? The odds are about 1 in 4 that one of you will need some sort of long-term care throughout your retirement.
I was just talking to my Medicare friend, talking about the plans that are available or not available here in Southern California for 2026. So that's been a problem. How do retirees prepare for rising medical costs? Is there anything people can do?
Yeah, medical inflation usually runs much higher than the general inflation rate. Things like prescription drugs, insurance premiums, and long-term care costs can skyrocket. And without planning, healthcare can become the biggest threat to retirement stability. And that's where strategies like health savings accounts, long-term care insurance, even cash value life insurance can provide a buffer. And we have a lot of annuities as well that have long-term care riders that can double your income if you needed some sort of long-term care assistance, whether it was in-home care or assisted living or medical care in a facility. Those are ways that you can offset some of those costs for those medical expenses.
Oh, that's so good, because I think a lot of people are going, I should have invested in long-term care insurance in my 30s, but I didn't. I wonder if Jay can help me. So if you have questions about your unique situation, call 800-270-7310 and talk to Jay. So how can retirees balance growth and protection at the same time in their investments?
Yeah, so it really comes down to striking the right balance, Tom. If you lean too conservative, your money may feel safe, but inflation slowly eats away at your purchasing power. So if you're earning 3% in your CDs and inflation is 3%, plus you had to pay taxes, you're actually losing money. On the other side, if you're too aggressive, a market downturn could devastate your income and force you into lifestyle cuts. Nobody wants to change their lifestyle in retirement. That's why I recommend a mix: equities for growth, bonds for stability, and income products like annuities for protection. Each piece has a role in keeping your portfolio steady and dependable. But balance isn't just about risk and return. It's also about alignment with your faith and values. And every dollar you invest is like a vote for the kind of world you want to create. And unfortunately, many retirees unknowingly invest in companies pushing agendas that run counter to biblical principles. We've seen these woke companies adopt these far-left social policies that not only offend people of faith, but also hurt their bottom line. For example, Disney faced backlash and declining sales after promoting agendas many families disagreed with, and they've seen their stock tanking over the last 5 years as a result of their woke policy. Same with Cracker Barrel. Once known for its wholesome family-friendly brand, they lost loyal customers when it embraced policies that alienated its core base. And these examples show that straying from timeless values often harms both culture and shareholder value. And that's why we do faith-based screening. We look at the source of where your money is, we balance risk, but we also look at the source of your income, the source of your gains, and make sure that each company passes our biblical screens.
Go to faithandretirement.com to learn more about this. Jay Peroni is the person you want to go to talk about biblically responsible investing. And this is Faith in Retirement. So you mentioned sequence of returns risk. I don't remember talking to you about that before, but how do inflation and interest rates tie into it?
Well, when the market's volatile, Tom, you're withdrawing funds and timing matters. So think about when you're saving for retirement, you're putting money into your 401k, right? And the market goes down. Well, you can buy more shares at a lower price. So that's actually a good thing, right? If you can buy a good stock for half the price or 20% discount, that's great. But when you flip that coin and you go to retirement, now you're distributing money and all of a sudden the market's down, you're selling at lower and lower prices. So if a stock is 20% down, you're not only selling when the market's down, you're depleting your portfolio faster. So that sequence of returns requires dynamic withdrawal strategies. Where you're taking your money from is very important, and you want to have some safety, some money that's set aside for usually 1 to 2 years of living. We call that the short-term bucket. Then you want to have an intermediate bucket for your intermediate needs, and then a long-term bucket to get ahead of inflation and taxes. So really, it's a three-part strategy, and it's adjusting what you do, not just based on market conditions, but you want to make sure that you're not taking too much out to deplete your portfolio.
So Jay, what is the number one thing that people need to remember if they're 5 or 10 years out from retirement?
Yeah, it starts with that retirement readiness checkup, Tom. Look at your income streams, your risk exposure, and your inflation protection. Align your portfolio with your faith and goals. The earlier you address these factors, the less you'll have to sacrifice later. And we can do that absolutely free. Go to faithandretirement.com. Get your retirement readiness checkup today. If you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, we'll help make sure you've got a biblically based retirement plan for the future.
We are in our last minute or two here, Jay. So beyond investments, how do these withdrawal strategies and taxes and RMDs, required minimum distributions, all work together to protect retirees?
Well, they're critical. Drawing from the wrong account first or ignoring tax-efficient strategies can cost retirees tens of thousands over time. And required minimum distributions at 73, 74 can create unnecessary tax bills if not planned for. And that's where wise planning ensures your income is tax-efficient and inflation protected.
Well, friends, we are so glad that you've joined us today. Inflation and interest rates aren't just economic jargon. I mean, they shape your life in retirement in very real ways. With God's wisdom and careful planning, you can thrive, not just survive. We do pray for you at the beginning of each broadcast. We really care about our listeners. If you want clarity and confidence, call us at 800-270-7310 or visit the website faithandretirement.com. Your financial future and your peace of mind are worth it. Jay, thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate you so much. God bless.
Thank you.
And friends, tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we will see you same station, same time next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. you can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.